mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now 35 seconds into this second hour. Coming up, we'll give you an update on Valiant Americans out in California during the La Reconquista, the Clear Channel billboards that have been put up promoting local TV stations saying that California, L.A., belongs to Mexico. The establishment pushing this as usual, and how that dovetails the latest developments. Even in, we heard it first here last week from Terry Anderson, now it's in the New York Times, groups of shaved-head Mexicans driving around shooting black men, and the order is out to kill 400 black men. And they are killing black men. And again, 98% of Hispanics are against killing black men. It's like I'd imagine 98% of blacks are against killing Hispanics. But a good portion, it's a minority, but a good one, I'd say 25% of the Hispanics in this country now are La Reconquistas. And they run the gamut in how extreme they are. The government is behind it trying to grow this group. And as Americans, we all have to stand up against this. My Hispanic friends are horrified by this. They understand what the globalists are doing. Very intelligent. I've said this over and over again. The predominant group, if you had to say, you know, one minority that's the biggest listener group, it had to be Hispanics. I mean, they understand tyranny. They know what Mexico is. They know history. They know about what our government's done to Mexico and other people. I mean, stuff has happened. And so they're not dumb. They're very intelligent, very acute. But there's this vicious group that's been taken over by the government, funded by the universities. You're controlled by a bunch of old white men that want to break this country up. You're being used as cannon fodder, just like German Hessians were used as mercenaries by the British. And I'll attack those Germans if I was in 1776, just like I'll fight you. Just like I'll bullhorn the Klan. You want to fight, you're going to get it. And how are they going to cover this up? Out killing black people now. I mean, when the Klan drags some poor black man to death, it's top news. But it's not news when the Mexicans are out doing this. So we're going to talk about it. Let's go to Tom in San Francisco, then Ralph, then John in San Diego, and others. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Okay, I got two things. I can talk a little bit about the Mexican invasion, so to say. But I wanted to bring up something else first, just quick. And I know you don't like doing the people that are trying to start fights between the truth movements and et cetera. But I know
you don't like it, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you've seen this, because this the latest...
Understand, there's a tactic. You can get listeners by talking about issues, by fighting the New World Order, by getting involved over time, doing things, sneaking into Bohemian Grove, rebuilding a memorial church at Waco, confronting politicians, writing legislation, or you can attack people, get them to attack you, and it's a quick way to get listeners and viewers. So, do you want to talk about the invasion, or do you want to...
If you don't want to go there, I can...
Well, because it only gives people what they want, sir.
Well, there's one element of it that I thought was kind of ironic.
It's ridiculous. Somebody emailed to me this morning. I read it. Who cares, sir? Okay. They're about to pass a national ID card. Okay? They're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. Now, again, this stuff doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Real issues. It is a disease in the truth movement that so many people do this. Some do it for ego. Some do it for attention. Others do it because they're paid, sir.
Oh, I understand.
Do you ever hear me attack other people in the truth movement?
No, I don't.
You do not hear it. And that's because, sir, this is a life and death fight for me. This is real. This isn't a cakewalk. This isn't a joke. All right? This is the real deal. This is the real deal. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Public documents by Henry Kissinger and Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Jacques Cousteau and documents from the World Health Organization say they want to get rid of 80 to 95% of us. They are putting poisons and toxins and viruses in vaccines worldwide. They are trying to forcibly inoculate people in Africa. They're refusing. They're coming and arresting them. So many horrible things are happening. That's why I've always said this broadcast is not about Alex Jones. It's not about personalities. We have young black men being murdered as they drive to work in their cars because MS-13 has ordered it. The Latin American narco-terrorist group. And the media is doing all they can to cover it up. I can't even believe it's the New York Times, but they can't cover this up anymore. We have got Border Patrol being targeted and the Minutemen being targeted for murder by this group. We have their houses and cars being shot up. Kidnappings. We've got to stay on point. We've got to stay focused on real issues. A telltale sign of people that are either egomaniacs or are just cynically trying to get listeners or viewers, or who are feds, and it runs the gamut out there, is that about half of what they'll do is attack other, quote, truth seekers. I mean, you don't see me running around making the debate about 9/11 about the pod, or about the Pentagon. And clearly the Pentagon is a legitimate issue. It's all legitimate. You don't see me saying I'm the grand poobah, though I am really the founder of the 9/11 truth movement. I mean, I talked about it before it happened. You don't hear me telling everybody that they've got to agree with me. I have all of you on. I have people on who are about issues. This is a platform for issues where I can promote other people's books and materials. That's what I'm trying to do. And to promote you getting involved in being leaders. And so that's why that's one of the few things I don't allow in this broadcast. And, you know, I always had that rule, always. And I once broke that rule, and it was divisive, and it wasn't good. Because somebody got up on national TV on CNN and tried to basically say, remember all the mailbox bombings? Tried to say that it was probably patriots, the black helicopter people. And that was such a betrayal by a person that I had supported when they were in financial trouble, court trouble. And then I had them on the show, and they were so arrogant about it that I did get mad and start attacking them. And it didn't do any good. I should have just ignored it. We have got, it is a disease, and a lot of times it's financed. I mean, look at who attacks me. Vanity Fair, New York Times, Washington Post, Parade Magazine, Front Page Magazine, American Legion. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. C-SPAN will devote an hour and a half with a professor attacking me continually and won't let me respond. Won't let me respond. But so be it. And then you've got to look at so-called patriots who are attacking me and ask yourselves, what's going on there? It doesn't matter, folks. We have serious issues. They have goats and cows with human brains, not human genetics in their brains, predominantly human brains. We have cockroach genes in tomatoes and human genes in rice and bug genes and salmon genes in corn. The government's openly talking about making the population take microchips. I got to go to calls. Finish up what you were saying. Tom in San Francisco, I've got to hurry here.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm a white American, but I worked for a Spanish language television station here in the Bay Area. And, you know, for all this time, you know, we were very anti-war, and so I was, you know, a lot of these Latinos that I work with, you know, I'd be talking to them about stuff and I'd be showing them all the, helping to expose the lies to them, which they're, like, you know, even helping to perpetrate to the Spanish-speaking population of this area here. And but, you know, a lot of people were seeing the light, but then all of a sudden, ever since the Minuteman thing started, it's almost like they've started to attack me now about this because they think that I'm, like, or, you know, that they, because they can't see, like, you know, that it's not something about, hey, it has nothing to do with the fact that they're Latino or the fact that they want to immigrate.
Well, ask them, if we were Guatemalans and there were 30 million of us that had come into Mexico and we were saying, this is our land, I mean, what would they do?
Mm-hmm. But it's amazing how
so they're being mean to you.
Well, what I'm saying is that people that can see that they know, like, not to believe the media when it comes to some things, but then they go with the other thing and they go and they believe everything that they're hearing, and you know, helping to perpetuate the you know on the airwaves. And
well, I mean, what do they say to you?
Well, they don't really. It's not that they say much to me, but it's just that you know, it's like a how can I talk with them to. To, like, you know, get them to see, like, what the, like, where the issue is. That the issue is not about a racist thing. It's about the, you know.
But I mean, you said all
poverty.
Of a sudden they're looking at you. What does that mean?
Well, because I've showed your videos to people I work with. And, they, you know, they, as far as when it comes to 9/11 or Iraq War, that kind of stuff, the viruses and the vaccines, they're down with it. But then as soon as they hear, you know, you talk about, the border, you know, they all of a sudden instantly go into defense mode, and it's, you know, San Francisco, very liberal town, so they got that, you know, it's the left side.
And that's why we may lose this fight if we don't shift out of this. Let me
well,
try to get
where, that's where I'm trying to find like a great way of.
Let me try to break this down, okay? Just briefly, explain to them that they're playing checkers, and the globalists are playing chess. Ask them. Why, if George Bush is for all these bad things that you know are bad, why is he vehemently for total amnesty? And they'll say, oh, well, because that's because of the you know what people want. Well, no, 67%, here's your own polls, of your own target demographic aren't for this. Why are you? Why is the corporate money for this? That's one point. And you show them the documents, the news articles, the polls, and they'll go, oh. Explain to them, you know, break it down for them.
That's what I've tried to say. I've tried to say, hey, look, Bush is against the Minutemen, so doesn't that tell you something? And, but they, you know, they can't break they're having trouble breaking that.
It's because it's very tribal. Yeah. We're all tribal. And I mean, this is really the answer to your question.
Why couldn't
Bill Clinton's for the war, he's for all the things that Bush is, and he's now a surrogate member of the family. You've got to ask him this. Why couldn't Democrats wake up to the fact that Clinton was evil? They switched off their thinking process. Why can't Republicans wake up to the fact that Bush is evil? Because they've invested their association of power. They've invested their identity with a cause, with an idea, and they can't admit they're being conned. And so you've got to explain to them how the very foundations, the very organizations, the Ford Foundation and others, that are openly carrying out policies that are enslaving the people of Latin America, the very foundations that push the systems of the IMF and World Bank that abuse their populations, the very gunboat diplomacy that has abused Latin Americans, our government's done horrible things to them, is the very group pushing the La Reconquista. Now, that's where you can explain this to them.
Well, I'm just going to let you know that I'm going to keep up the fight, though, trying to keep the truth coming through to them, and you know, one person at a time if I have to.
And I had a chance to talk to you a little bit in the break, and you were trying to defend me earlier. I don't need defense.
Oh, no. I don't need
defense from ridiculous, ridiculous stuff. There's a lot of people posing as me out on the Internet. An old tactic here in Austin was somebody for 5 years, I had to give people ideas, would reprogram fax machines and send threats in my name. They would call into radio and local TV shows and go, "This is Alex Jones," start saying the N-word. And people just see right through that. So you don't have to defend me from stuff, just ridiculous stuff like that. Thanks for the call. God bless you, my friend. I mean, there's no need there. it's funny. That's part of the plan, to get you to spend your time defending myself instead of fighting the New World Order. What you need to defend me on is the fact that somebody comes out and attacks me and 6 months ago and says, "I broke the news of the 9/11 drills. Alex Jones plagiarized me," when I made a film 3 years ago with the drills in it. When the Associated Press 3 years ago reported the drills, I had it months before it came out in the AP. I don't care who got the news. The point is, we put the news out. Well, people come out, and that's a substantive attack. Alex Jones, why he is copying me. That's ridiculous. That's a substantive attack that needs to be responded to. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Ralph in Pennsylvania, then John in San Diego and others. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm fired up today.
You're talking about these Mexican people. You go back centuries ago where the Spanish Inquisition went on the attack of Christians over the years ago. This is centuries ago. It's just repeating itself, except they're doing more of the innocent people. If you look in Revelation on the second beast with the first beast, the total attack's taking place. They're just constantly attacking. That's the plan for Satan and his advocates.
Well, the plan of the globalists is divide and conquer. I said this yesterday. In Africa, the UN will play one black tribe off against the other. There's no difference. They're Africans. But they'll play one tribe off against the other tribe. They do this everywhere. They play different groups off against each other. It's called Balkanization. Look, Brzezinski Brzezinski says in his own, founder of the Trilateral Commission, said in his book, The Grand Chessboard, and I plugged that too much, but the point is, we got the quotes on the website, he says they've got to play us off against each other. That's the key to empire. So I'm saying, let's wake up to this, and let's see through it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the call. We're going to come back, and I'll go right to the caller in San Diego, caller in Ohio, another caller in Ohio. Then we got a guest coming up, continue with the news and your calls. But let's stay focused, ladies and gentlemen, on the New World Order. The NWO. All right? Dave Von Kleist, Alex Jones, Pastor Butch Paw, Dr. Stan Monteith, George Norrie, people like that can't take your liberty. They can't come and tax you. They're not the government taking your children. We're not. No, it's the NWO we need to be focused on, not attacking all these alternative news people. We'll be right back.
be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today. That is discountwatchstore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Talking about issues of significance to you and your family. It's Real Talk Radio, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Let's go ahead and go to John in San Diego, California. Go ahead.
I hereby am declaring Martial Law the greatest documentary ever. And for anyone who hasn't picked up the copy, I urge you to go into your DVD collection and either throw away or sell some of the New World Order hegemony propagating satanic ideology DVDs that people have collected and pick up Martial Law.
And I have a question for you. I'll take comments off air. What do you know about adrenochrome? I know that Hunter Thompson wrote about getting some from a Satanist in Fear and Loathing. Is it real? Do they get real human adrenochrome? Did they? What do you know about that? Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I guess that caller's gone now. I wanted to ask him why he liked Martial Law. It is definitely my best film. Adrenochrome. It has been reported by David Icke and others, and he just mentioned Hunter S. Thompson, that the globalists like to take body parts, like to take the different chemicals from the human body. The hormone mixture that's produced during extreme terror, and then take that and use that as a drug. But they eat the pituitary gland or extracts of it. And I don't know if that's true, but it keeps popping up. What I do know is they do take these chemicals from the bodies of cadavers and use them in drugs, especially 30, 40 years ago before they could produce synthetic systems. Synthetic copies, and then even in the study and research to make those synthetics, they do have to get it. I know that, it's been in the mainstream news, just in the mainstream news yesterday, the caller did send me that article, by the way, I appreciate it, that in Russia, in China, they melt down the aborted babies. In China, the infanticide babies that were already born, and they do use their fat for collagen for the women's lips and the men's other unsundry parts. And that's really going on, so that's just as bad. I mean, we know that's happening. We know that they're creating baby humans, clones of humans, that have enough animal genes in them where they don't, quote, aren't considered human, so they have no rights. That was in the Associated Press over the weekend, a horrifying report, reporting on it like it was no big deal. Oh, well, this is only 90% human, so it has no rights. It can harvest its organs. And harvest its, that's like something out of The Dark Crystal, that old horror movie where they suck the life force out of you and drink it. And yes, I have read in really old history books, what was the name of that European queen who would bathe in maidens' blood and drink their blood? She thought it was a health potion. They do have some things they do in Russia and China where you can go pay a lot of money for these gene therapies, and they take the sanguinated liquids from babies that they've killed and fetuses they've killed and then pump it through your body. So, there's historical precedents for that. There are some African tribes. There are some tribes out in the Pacific that eat certain areas of the brain and think it's a drug. So, the more I think about it, yeah, that's real. I mean, I don't know if Hunter S. Thompson was running around gobbling it. But... I know this, the government's produced super drugs, super designer drugs that make all the illegal drugs look like child's play and are much worse for you. And they're coming out with a lot of those and pushing them on us, the New Freedom Initiative. We're going to come back. We've got a guest coming on to talk about a serious issue. We're going to be discussing this New York Times report, what you heard last week from Terry Anderson about the reports of 400 black men to be killed by the end of summer by the Mexican Mafia. And MS-13. Now they're having to admit in the New York Times that one of the survivors of the last seven shootings did report that it was 4 to 5 Hispanic men with shaved heads, which is what this gang, that's one of their signs, is the shaved head. Very, very serious. We'll be talking about that on the other side of this quick break. Don't forget the website, PresentPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Washington Post and others reported last Friday that all over the country, the feds are now lifting the rule that they've had in the past that frowned against putting toll roads on interstate highways. They're going to do it all over. Well, that's part of the federal plan. 6,000 miles in Texas alone on state roads and in the cities, 2,000 in the cities, 4,000 outside the cities. And just the corruption, the intimidation, the dirty tricks that have been involved in trying to fight what we're doing here in Central Texas, our defense of the roads being free and not being taxation control grids. That's coming up in the middle of the next hour. We'll continue with calls and news. Right now, I have William Gein on with us. He's the president and the head of Americans for Legal Immigration. We had him on last week because one of their members got the photograph and broke the story of these billboards that have since been all over the news for a local powerhouse Spanish station in L.A. on a Clear Channel billboard that said your team covering the news of Los Angeles and crossed out California and put Mexico. We've since learned there's more of these billboards with other little disgusting comments. Well, now some patriots have climbed up there with an American flag and hung it, artfully done as well, over this. And I can only commend them So I wanted to get Mr. Keene on, but really that pales in significance compared to the media's response and their attempt to kind of cover this up. And then secondarily, I wanted to get his take on the New York Times now having to admit that what our guest Terry Anderson said last week, it looks like is true. The Mexican Mafia and MS-13, the reports are going to target and try to kill 400 black men in the Southwest. Looks like they've already got five down and injured seven total. Looks like they're doing a pretty good job of it so far in the first week of launching this. And now it's even in the New York Times, they have to admit that witnesses are saying shaved head Hispanics. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Keene.
Alex, I'm glad to be here, and I've got some brand spanking new news that I'm very pleased that we can announce on your show for the first time.
Thank you.
First of all, on the signs, there's approximately 75 of the signs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying seven as of yesterday. Okay.
The count is they put up 75, and I want to commend the folks that hung that flag over the word Mexico, too, because they gave us another photo or picture worth a thousand words, and that was really classy compared to what a lot of people were thinking about doing to those signs, Alex.
Now, then they'll say you're terrorist, and to describe how they did this, they didn't even damage the sign because, you know, in a hurry, I'd imagine using spray paint or something, but they didn't do that.
Nope, they hung Old Glory right over Mexico, and it was the best thing anybody could have done, and nobody knows who they are. They know who they are, and they all owe us, we all owe them a great deal of thanks for what they did, and those signs don't look like they're easy to get up on. The new news is we just got emails at Alipac about 30 minutes ago from Clear Channel, which were responses to our earlier emails when we first discovered the signs, when we sent them messages like, is this your sign? You want to confess?
But I mean, now the owner of the network admits they've done it. That is the person that paid for the advertising. This is admitted now. It's been in California TV and print. Finally, we broke through that. Now you're talking about the owners of the billboard itself.
Well, Clear Channel just released about 30 minutes ago via email to those that had inquired that they have reached an agreement with the local advertiser, Channel 62, to change the content of the signs on 5605. And for further information and comment, we can contact them locally. So
what are they going to say now?
Well, it might be, flip off, but we're thinking that the word Mexico is coming out of those signs. We don't have that 100% confirmed at this point.
He wanted publicity, but we've gotten publicity to show what their racist mentality is.
Exactly, and I don't think they wanted this kind of publicity. And
I don't think we should stop here. I mean, obviously, Clear Channel. Here I am defending him. I'm not really. I mean, Clear Channel did put up the horrible sign saying "Bush our leader" that looked like something out of North Korea. That was bad. But they're not really completely at fault here. It's the guy who bought the signs. We need to see who his advertisers are and boycott them.
That is already being compiled, and we're working.
Oh, excellent.
We're working on, there's something we've wanted to do at Alipac for a long time, and other people have thought of ways to do this and tried ways to do this. We want to do a national targeted boycott of about five companies, and we want to select these companies carefully, make sure they're companies that people, consumers, can choose another brand name easily, but we want to target five companies that we know are supporting open borders and get a sustained national boycott going, because these companies, their political action committees, are going to be there trying to take down the good patriots in Congress that stand with the public, and they're going to be fighting against the candidates that
it's like
support.
George Bush put out the memo, and it was in roll call last year, targeting Tom Tancredo.
Well, George Bush is one of the reasons, big reasons, we have this problem. And anybody that knows the situation can tell you that. And, you know, we're going to keep talking about catch and release and how this administration has ordered our Border Patrol to hand people tickets.
Now, what I do want to talk about is gatekeepers, neocon gatekeepers. Free Republic used to be a great organization. I support them. They have a lot of great members. But I remember AP articles about Delta Force drills and raids in Texas. They take those down. I saw reports on your website. I want to know if you confirm those, that they were taking down the photo that even WorldNet Daily and other publications carried of the La Reconquista sign. Is that true?
Free Republic, most of the members there do support what Alipac is doing and others are doing to fight illegal immigration. Unfortunately, the controllers of Freeport Republic are acting as if they're in the bag with the RNC and George Bush. And when those billboard photos were put up on Free Republic, they pulled the post down, revoked the membership. In one case, a member of Alipac has been a member of Free Republic for years, revoked her membership.
But now the photo's been all over LA TV and radio, websites, and it's been in the newspaper.
Well, let me finish this, Alex, because you'll understand what's going on here. They revoked her membership and put up a sign, so when others looked at her account to see why it was banned, it says, racist.
Yeah, I saw that. That's unbelievable.
Well, it's what's happening, and a lot of people don't know about it, and it's unfortunate. That's why people are going to Liberty Post and Alipac's website and Clown Posse and other places to be able to discuss illegal immigration. You can discuss it on Free Republic, but if it's something important, like these signs, or something that they, you know, that the open borders lobby really doesn't want people talking about, it's going to get taken off of Free Republic quickly. And
well,
that's unfortunate.
But over time, I think Free Republic's going to start plunging.
I think so, because people, once again, are having to go to other alternative channels to get the news. If Jim Robinson of Free Republic doesn't want to put these billboards up, we know people are interested in it. They'll just have to go somewhere else to get the news they want.
And again, the reason I'm talking about this, folks, is this is substantive, because the alternative media is taking over, but so much of the alternative media are just disinfo agents or partisan dumbbells.
Well, we're going to have to be careful, because what if large companies like America Online and Roadrunner start filtering content? What are we going to do then? Which is what
that's already been happening to Infowars.com.
Well, we all face that, and wherever we find it, whether it's on Free Republic or another company or any entity that is stopping the conversation, an open and honest conversation about what's happening, because that's already happening in the mainstream media, we're going to have to bypass it, we're going to have to fight it. And I'm a firm believer that it's easier to go over, under, and around a fence than to plow right through one.
Let's talk about the murder of black men. There have been 7 cases just in the last week and a half, 5 of them dead, other 2 injured. One guy survived and reported it was 4 to 5 Hispanic males with shaved heads, the classic MS-13 sign. And finally, the New York Times had a report on this. This is like MS-13 saying they want to kill Border Patrol agents. This is serious comments.
Well, I haven't read the whole news yet, and I'm learning of it now. I appreciate you letting me know about it. My first instinct would be to say that they're trying to solidify their drug market, and they're trying to take out, Target.
But this is just on the highway targeting blacks, period.
Well, a lot of black Americans are very much right in the way of MS-13 and the people they're bringing in. There was a story out of Texas yesterday about the pressures in the inner city areas where the illegals are taking up shop and putting pressure on black Americans to move out of the way. And a lot of black Americans, just like a lot of white Americans, after Shafta 2's done with us, can't afford to move. We can't afford to move. And also, these, you know, communities are, you know, when you think America couldn't have a worse drug problem than we do, the illegal immigration that's going on is actually, you know, turning up the volume on cocaine importation and addiction. And
because that's the way these poor people have a way of making money, because it's illegal, it drives up the prices.
It also paralyzes our low-skill workforce, and that's one of the reasons people say that they're having trouble getting Americans to work these jobs, because they're strung out on crack. And
also, when you go into a lot of these inner-city areas, only one group gets hired. So
well, they're admitting here in North Carolina, the supporters of an in-state tuition bill in the last week have said broadly, openly in the press, that the reason the illegal aliens are in North Carolina is because the companies are bringing them here. It's an open admission. Their message is clear.
How does that happen? I mean, I know they have a dummy corporation hired who then hires the illegals so the company itself doesn't get in trouble. But that's clearly my favorite term, racketeering, because it shows a conspiracy.
Well, it's showing that the companies run our life, not the government, not the people. And we're being told it's an open. It's been done. They're here. They're not going anywhere. You have no choice in the matter. Deal with it and pay for their health care and their education. Now, this has happened to our country before, Alex. I've said it before. It's happened in our past on several occasions where big business has reached these levels. And the American public has risen up in a populist movement to restore the balance. If we do not do that, if we fail That's the end of America and all the good things about it. We'll be like a lot of other places around the world where there is no rule of law and it's a type of corporate anarchy and the companies get what they want and everybody else is a bunch of sheeple. And that's the situation that we face, and people who are Democrats, Republicans, across the board are starting to realize it. We're going to have to assert ourselves through the processes our forefathers set in motion for us to restore the balance. Or we're going to be living like the people do in Mexico and Central America.
Well, really, the government and the corporations are just importing a group to balkanize and to have a political voting bloc to veto the American people, regardless of what color we are.
Well, it may end up being a lot more than just a voting bloc, Alex. It might be the type of terror squads that are used in a lot of places. MS-13 acts a lot like terror squads and things that we saw in the late 80s in Colombia, where whole villages were, you know, slaughtered with machetes by paramilitaries for political messaging.
Actually, there's been a lot of connections to that.
Well, it's very similar tactics.
Did you know Bush has actually hired thousands of the former death squad commanders, this is mainstream news, to send them to Iraq? And Negroponte, who's going to be the head of all intelligence, is now. He was the guy that orchestrated all that.
Well, there was a lot of talk about government-sponsored drug importation back in the late 80s, early 90s. And right after Bush Sr. came out of office, the national crime rate, violent crime rate, started down immediately. It started down immediately, and it's almost like someone has turned that spigot back on, but this time they're bringing in people with the drugs. But nobody really knows. It's all speculation, what people have to agree on. We have to deal with what we know is happening.
Well, to be clear, it's not speculation about who ships in the narcotics. I've interviewed more than 20 federal officers, people who were the heads of the DEA over the entire Latin America, people who were top CIA officers. They were there watching the crates of cocaine.
Well, we do know here from North Carolina that companies have picked up the phone and called Mexico for human shipments. And since
that's in the amnesty plan. In the amnesty plan, it says for 6 years, everybody's legal who's here, and corporations can ship in skilled and unskilled workers if they have a job waiting for them.
Well, right now, the people shipping them in are MS-13 and other gangs. So that would mean companies are working with the gangs.
I know we had a prominent Meche/La Raza leader 2 years ago in Austin. Got caught. He was a coyote. They got caught beating people with a baseball bat, some of the people, and he went to jail. But you're right. It's big business for them.
Well, the truth of the matter is I'm thinking about playing a little game next week where I go play what I'm going to call Find the Boss. I'm going to start calling people's boss and working my way up the chain through different companies. And one thing I can't find on the Internet, I wish some bright person out there listening to your show would do this for America and put it on a website. I want to see a tree of who owns who, because we have such monopolies in this, you know, country. We're looking at national boycotts. Well, if we boycott McDonald's because they're supporting open borders initiatives like fighting Proposition 200, well, doesn't Pepsi or Coke own McDonald's? And they're on the list, too. And then, well, who owns Pepsi and Coke? And so I'm going to play a little Find the Boss game, because at this point, none of us...
If you want somebody to boycott, it's Wells Fargo.
Well, we need to make sure that...
Do you know how bad they are?
Well, I'm just saying we may be cutting off one head of the Hydra, Alex.
No, I agree. That's the problem with the monopolies. But, I mean, let me go over this example. They're the guys who have got a lot of states, including Texas. They gave an award to the governor with Vicente Fox last year. And this is documented, folks. They came to town. Because the state will accept their cash cards as IDs. And they are, you know, the lion's share of the money transfers back to Mexico. They're making billions off that. So they're a key part of it, sir.
Well, I want to pick some people that we can hurt. And by hurt, I mean hurt their sales and hurt their stock. And sit there and watch their stock and their sales go down. McDonald's Corp, just 2 years ago, had the first negative return since they had been created. And we're going to look at the whole list. It's time at the Alipac website where we're starting a list of names. And the list of names is going to be of those individuals, organizations, and companies that we know support open borders. We're going to collect their names like Grover Norquist and Karl Rove and McDonald's Pack and McDonald's Corp. And we're going to put them there and we're going to stick them up for everybody to see. And then we're going to target some of them.
You've got to do limited targeting. What I'm telling you is you can't target all of them.
That's right.
I mean, we destroyed Smith & Wesson.
Well, we can't target General Motors Corp. either, because what are we going to do? And in a lot of places, we can't target Walmart because people no longer have a choice.
And for those that don't know, Smith & Wesson was anti-gun, pushing anti-gun agendas. It was British owned, and we annihilated them, and they sold it back to an American company, and now they don't do that anymore.
Well, I'm a firm believer in the power of consumers, and it'll take a lot of groups and organizations working together, but we need to limit their capacity for war, political war, in the sense that...
Well, it's like they say the final nail in the coffin for Kmart was not, this has even been mainstream analysis by marketing experts, it was Rosie O'Donnell being the poster girl for Kmart, and the boycott on Kmart finally sunk them.
Well, yeah, I think Kmart just got snapped up by Sears. And I don't think I can remember one merger that the FEC didn't like over the last 8 years.
All right, give us the website, sir.
www.alipac.us. A lot of traffic. Love to see you over.
All right, God bless you.
Thanks, Alex,
for coming on with us. We'll come back, hit some more news, go to more of your calls, then later we'll talk about these toll roads. I mean, it just gets deeper and deeper what we've discovered. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I said I'd get to this yesterday, never did. I said I'd get to it today, and I'd better. We got a guest coming up in about 35 minutes. Vietnamese war veteran recounts horrors of prison, and I want to read this because it's important, and I want to illustrate how it compares to what our government's doing today. Also, Congress may require closer security to get a driver's license. And here's a spin on the new expanded national ID card. Cheney says Al-Qaeda is still very active But his number three man at the CIA, Buzzy Krongard, who made the money off the insider trading, he's told the Times of London, we don't want to capture bin Laden, and it's come out in major publications. They're protecting him. Even though the guy died years ago, they're protecting his memory and not, quote, searching for him. I want to talk about protesters subjected to police choking and pain compliance. This is at Tent State University. And it shows the police choking peaceful protesters who are out at the soccer field just sitting on the ground singing instead of just leaving them there, peaceful people there at the college who were, again, just simply it was members of the school protesting an increase in fees. And here come the cops, and it shows them choking, I mean choking folks, women, twisting people's arms back. Then we have a link to them breaking Christians' arms, just to show you, open torture, folks. But they call it something else, so it must be okay. An article here out of the Aspen Times, mainstream news, then they came for the children, Homeland Security arresting children, and wait till you hear why they're doing it. Absolutely no reason. It is terrifying what's going on under the Patriot Act. That's coming up as well. And then, of course, we'll also talk to Reuben, Brian, Jamie, Dave, Fred, and others before our guest gets on with us. So I got to hurry fast. Didn't really plug it last hour, so I'm going to promote it this hour. You've heard the caller saying it's my best film ever. I'm very proud of it. And it's not going to be seen. It's not going to have the effect it could if you get the film and don't make copies of it. Please air it on local access TV stations. Please make copies of it. Please show it to your college or high school students. Please, it is so important that you get involved. It is so vital. The new film covers the latest police state developments. It covers how the globalists really carried out 9/11 from A to Z. We break it down and lay it out. And then in the third part, we show who the globalists are, their ideology, their philosophy, the Bush-Hitler connection, the Schwarzenegger connection, the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. Then the last 10 minutes, we get into Bush giving his swearing-in ceremony, his oath, and then we show how he's violated it every step of the way, and how he's not a conservative. The DVD is a little over 3 hours. The VHS is 2 hours, 35-plus minutes. It's $24.95. A second copy is $19.95. A third copy, $16.95. A fourth copy, $14.95, and then down to $14. You can get the film I made before that one for $5.95 when you buy one copy of it for $19.95, American Dictators, and it's extremely good. There's always Road to Tyranny. I got a bunch of specials going because I want to get this information out, so don't wait. Go to Infowars.com to watch lengthy clips of the films, and I got half of Martial Law for free, 44 minutes of American Dictators up for free. I want to get the material out. Go to Infowars.com, watch clips, read about the films, order some copies. Call toll-free to get them and ask about specials when you call. Take advantage of those. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now is the time, my friends, to get involved in the fight. By the way, coming up next month, we're going to have three showings of martial law at the Alamo Draft House here in Austin, Texas. The tales of that will be up in the next few days. We'll be right back.